off running with Bison Tennis for the springtime, ready to go. And I'm sure you've got expectations. We've been talking about it all morning. You guys got high expectations too.
You would hope so. You know, it's just going to be a matter of getting the girls to gel together as a team and accepting new roles on the team, you know, wherever we decide to place them. The girls have worked hard, though, and it's a great group of kids. We got 26 girls out for tennis this spring, and so it's a good number to work with. And, yeah, real pleased with how the first couple of weeks went. That first week was a little dicey with the weather and, you know, no school and then ski trips and whatnot. But last week we got a lot of good work in, and the kids, they played hard and worked really hard getting their matches played and kind of get challenge week kind of taken care of. So now we can start prepping for the upcoming matches coming up here next Friday, and then the following week everybody gets to get on the court. So it'll be fun to see that too.
You've got some young ladies back who have played a lot of tennis for you, have been to state tournaments, have placed at state tournaments, and that's why the excitement is there, is that experience is back for you this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, last year, girls, I thought, super exceeded themselves and had a great year, you know, finished third at state, and we lose Rowan, you know, as a senior. She went on to St. Mary's to play tennis at St. Mary's and is doing really well there and enjoying her time at college there. But, yeah, we return, you know, Izzy's going to be a senior this year. You know, she's a three-time letter winner. She played one singles for us last couple of years. Last year she went 38-7 and got seventh at state, so really pleased with how well she played. And it was just, it honestly, you know, got me a little teary-eyed to see her up on the medal stand. It's been so, and she put so much time and effort into to getting where she wanted to, and that was a goal that she had, is to get a medal. And so it was really relieving to see her get a medal. Then Rossin Wimbers comes back. She'll have to find a new doubles partner. Her sister graduated, but she'll be a senior. She's a two-year letter winner. Last year here in Rowan went 35-9 at one doubles. They placed third at state, had a nice win. Their last match of the season is Carnegie Catholic in straight sets. So, we're expecting some great things from Rosslyn. She's going to be a good leader for us, and she's a hard worker. Brooklyn Gillen is another senior that's returning. She really took the reins and ran with things last year, you know, at 38-2 at two singles. Played second at state, got beat by the girl from Elkhorn North, who was a really solid player. But Brooklyn's going to do some good things for us as well, and good to have her back on the courts. Abby Schneider's a junior. She teamed up with Elizabeth McConville, another junior. They both went 33-9 last year and came up one match short of medaling. It was kind of disappointing as your coach. You know, you want all your kids to medal. But they still at 33-9, I thought they did a nice job and had a great season. And real pleased with how well they played as sophomores. And now they come back as juniors. And you can see the growth already from those girls. You know, I know they both have done some camps and clinics and lessons and whatnot in the off season and put in some time. So, yeah. All these girls come back. That's our core nucleus. They've done some really good things over the last couple of years, and I'm really excited for what they bring to the table here this next year.
No question about it. Great experience back, and you missed some of those seniors who graduated last year, but they've moved on, and it's time for these young ladies to experience back, and you've got some young kids that are going to really make some noise this year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, we've got the girl that's going to round out our varsity to start things out is Cassie Rogers. She's a sophomore. She played a lot of JVs last year with Abby Thompson in doubles, and Cassie looks really solid. You know, I need to work on her game just a little bit, tweak a few things, but, man, I'm really pleased with how well she's played. She's very competitive and likes to get in there and work hard, and I'm real pleased with how she's progressing. Jaylee Hammond's another junior who's done a nice job last year for us, played some singles and some doubles on the JV level. I know she's disappointed she didn't crack the top six, but she's right there at number seven, so she's got a lot to play for as well. So she's brings in a wealth of experience playing some JVs the last couple of years. Bailey Foster, just a great athlete. You know, Bailey, just she's a stud. You know, she works hard, and I just got to get her mindset kind of corrected the right way, you know, because she gets down on herself too easy in tennis. You just can't do that. But Bailey is somebody who is kind of funny, because she played in the upper group, and she goes, "Coach, can I just forfeit some of these matches?" And I was like, "Heck no, you got to play all these girls." But she didn't win any matches in that challenge group, and so she got challenged from somebody from the bottom group and held her spot. So really pleased with where Bailey's at. She's at number eight. And then, of course, Abby Schneider is right there. Or not Abby Schneider, but Abby Thompson's right there behind her at number 10. So we've got some good depth. I'm super excited about it. We have three really solid seniors, and then we've got some underclassmen that are going to get a lot of great matches this year and prepare them for next year. And that's where we're at, too. These girls are coming out. They've got some great sophomores. We've got some great freshmen that are going to do some really good things for us as well. So they just got, like you said, they just got to wait their turn, and this is a tough year. They've got five girls coming back. It was going to be tough to beat those five girls out. I had no doubt in my mind why we had this whole hibernation of winter, that they were going to come back and make the top five. So now it's just a matter of the girls have done all their hard work. Now I got to do my job of trying to piece them together and find out who's going to play where and where we're going to stick girls to give us the best chance to do some good things at state.
Yep, third place last year, and there's going to be other teams, the Elkhorn Norse and Scuts and teams like that are going to return a lot of good kids as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I was just looking at things over the – and that's what's going to – probably why my decisions where I'm going to play people is who's come back with what. Scott Catholic got six last year. They're going to have three girls back. Omaha Shin has four girls back. They'll be solid. Kearney Catholic, the team we'll see probably three or four times this year. They got ninth. They got five girls back, so they'll be a really good team. Lincoln Pius drops down to B. They're in a top 15 team in Class A every year, so they're going to be a new contender that's going to be tough to beat. They've returned four girls. Hastings, we see several times throughout the year, battled with them all season long last year. They had a solid team last year. A top 10 team. They've got four girls back. Elkhorn High, Elkhorn North, both return two and three players. So, yeah, GIC, CBC, them a couple of times, they've got four girls back. They finished second, so it's going to be tough. I'm just looking through our schedule, and, gosh, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, probably 10 of our matches are going to be top 10 teams in Class B. So it's going to be a great schedule. Coach Nichols was super nice to let us make a trip down to Lincoln Christian to play against them in a duel on a Friday night, and then we get to play at Woods on Saturday against some really good teams from the East. And that's what I told Coach when she called me. I said, hey, so we'll come down East and play. I said, but you got to get us East teams to play against. And so she assured me we'd play a lot of Eastern teams. So we'll probably see, for sure Lincoln Christian. I think we'll see Pius. I can't think of who else is down there. There's going to be three other teams we'll play in pool play, and then you cross bracket out and could be a team we could probably play, maybe GICC we could see, maybe Kearney Catholic in that last round, but at least we get to see some new teams. That's the whole gist of it. It's a two-headed dragon. You want to go down there with your kids and play on Woods because, Cassie Rogers never played down there, and so it's nice to get those kids acclimated with that environment so that way that prepares them for state coming up, in a month from there. So it's good. It's good trip.
North Platte doubles invite coming up next week.
Yeah, that was a really late addition to our schedule. Last weekend, Coach Limmer gave me a call and said, I got seven teams. I'd like to get eight. Would you guys be interested in coming down to our doubles tournament? And so once again, asked Mr. Nichols if that would be okay, and he says, yep, go for it. So we have maxed out our 18-match limit for the varsity. I'm sure there's going to be some weather. We're probably going to drop a match or two somewhere, I'm going to guess, in the schedule. So we'll still stay underneath our 18-match level, but that'll be a lot of fun. We get never been in a doubles tournament in 26 years, so it'll be fun to see a whole new realm of things. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 doubles, and you take your top eight, and you just put them together how you want to put them, and it's going to be fun. We got Scotts Bluff, North Platte, Hershey, Ogallala, Gehring, Lexington, and I can't think who the other two might be, Alliance or somebody like that. But it's going to be eight teams, and we'll probably play pool play and then a crossover. So that day the girls will get four good matches, and it's early. We didn't plan on having this meeting a week ago. So, but I thank Mr. Nichols for that, letting us get into that tournament. I think it'll be good for this team to get in some extra work and some extra experience.
Well, it's going to be a fun bunch to watch, that's for sure. And it looks like you do what you do, you're going to be making it back to a state tournament with a lot of kids with great records at the end.
Yeah, I think we definitely have a lot to play for. I told the girls all week it's just going to depend upon how much they want to gel together as a team and accept their new roles. And so if they can all accept that and then move on from things, I think we'll have a great season. And girls have worked hard, and I'm super proud of them and just real pleased with how well they've competed on the courts. And now we just got to continue to keep pushing each other and working towards where we want to get to. We definitely have a lot of room to grow in, but I think it's been a good start so far.
And we got a good number of home matches this year, which is nice.
Yeah, we do. We get North Platte and Hershey at home. Next Thursday is in a week and a half away. Then we have Gothenburg at home. That's going to be a good one. Hastings is at home. That'll be a good one. We always host Scott's Bluff before him with Cook Invite. And then we finish out the season with Adam Central here with Holdridge. And Adam Central will be a good team. You know, Coach Sugar always does a good job with his program. So, yeah, we got some really good teams at home with Hastings and Norplatte will be strong. And then Gothenburg will have a really good doubles team and some singles players back. And then, of course, you round out with Adam Central. So it'll be a great schedule. I'm excited for the schedule we have. We're going to be battle-tested, and they're going to push us pretty hard all season long. And that's what you want. You want to play those big-time matches all season to get you ready for state.